Incoming message, Colonel. Direct from the Pentagon.
They got a direct satellite link working, Christopher said to herself. That's good. They can hear us get shot down in real time. Put it through, she commanded.
Colonel Christopher, this is Major General Scheib.
Brad, in the middle of all this, he's calling me?
Christopher here, she said, trying to hide the tremor she felt inside. A heartbeat's delay. Then Scheib's voice said, Two PDRK interceptors are vectoring toward you.
I know. It took half a second for her words to be relayed off the satellite and his response to get back to her.
You have the option of turning away and exiting North Korean territorial waters.
We're not over their territorial waters. We're 20 miles off their coast.
Again the delay, longer this time than normal. I repeat, you have the option of turning around. You may abort your mission if you deem it necessary.
She heard what he was saying. I love you, Karen. I don't want you to be killed. I don't care if it starts World War III. I want you safe.
But then she realized that instead of ordering her to turn tail and leave the mission unfulfilled, he had placed the choice in her hands. Come back to me, that's what he was saying. But the responsibility is yours. The choice between nuclear war or not is yours. I love you, but I don't have the guts to take the blame for what happens next.
Able 1, Battle Management Compartment.
Taki looks cool as a cucumber, Harry thought as he sat beside Nakamura and watched her run through the diagnostics on her console. If she's the one who stole the optics assembly, she sure doesn't look nervous or scared about it. Harry felt relieved. He hadn't wanted to believe it was Taki.
Wally, yeah, maybe, he thought. That wise ass might be up to it. Probably not Angel. He's too straight arrow. Monk? Why would Monk try to screw up the mission? Why would any of them?
The answer came to him. For money.
Whoever it was did it for money.
When he thought this was just a test flight, he tried to ruin it so that we'd look bad to the Air Force and DOD would cancel Anson's contract and give it to one of our competitors.
Great deduction, Sherlock, Harry said to himself. So which one of them was it? Which one needs money so bad he'd sabotage a flight test?
Wally gambles on the football pools. He makes no secret of that.
Angel? I don't see Angel getting himself into a hole that way. The kid's worked too hard to get where he is to hand his money over to gamblers.
Still, you never know.
Monk?
Harry tried to remember if Monk ever took plunges with gamblers. Not that he could recall. Monk wasn't the gambling type. Hell, even when they were all making bets on who would be named leader of the team, Monk threw in only a couple of bucks. Harry remembered Monk's knowing grin when he put his money down on the pool. Harry remembered Monk's knowing grin when he put his money down on the pool.
I'm the favorite, he told Harry. I can't get decent odds.
No, Monk's too smart to get into debt with gamblers.
Are you with me, Harry?
It took an effort to snap his attention back on Taki. Back on the mission and the reality of an impending nuclear war.
I'm sorry, he said, flustered. I was thinking.
Nakamura looked slightly disappointed.
I asked you if you'd double-check the board for me.
Looks like everything's ready to go, but it'd be better if you double-check.
Right, Harry said. Sorry.
The gauges and screens on the consoles showed the status of every segment of the laser system. Harry ran his eyes across both the console